Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Internet users around the world facing widespread disruption today because of a problem with Amazon's cloud computing service. Dozens of major online services and apps were down this morning. Folks on Snapchat, Fortnite, the McDonald's app, all reporting problems. A manhunt taking place across France following the jewel heist at the Louvre. Arthur Brand is a Dutch art investigator. He calls it the theft of the decade at the museum.
Targeting the Louvre, the world's most famous museum. It's as bad as it gets, especially for France, but also for the entire world.
The museum was supposed to be open again today, but it remains closed. Prince Andrew will still be a prince, but he's no longer the Duke of York anymore. Andrew agreeing to stop using his titles following years of suspicious business deals, inappropriate behavior, and his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and others. President Trump says the U.S. could soon purchase beef from Argentina as a way to bring prices down. This is ABC News. Organizers say at least 7 million people took part in the No Kings rallies over the weekend against President Trump and the actions that he's taken so far while in office. ABC Washington Bureau Chief Rick Klein has more on what those protests meant.
It was a moment that I think a lot of liberals felt was, you know, a rare dose of good news for them. But the governing reality and the reality of the moment remains. Donald Trump's still the president. A lot of people aren't happy about it, won't be happy about it. He's been using all sorts of powers to expand his reach in the executive branch and beyond. And there just isn't much that liberals can do about it. So I thought, well, this was an incredible series of protests. But if that's all they have, I think the frustrations are going to remain when the dust settles.
President Trump mocking those who took to the streets, putting an AI-generated video on his social media that showed him dumping waste on the protesters. Vice President J.D. Vance out with his own AI video showing a crown being placed on Trump's head. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. If the rainy weather kept you from getting out to enjoy the fall colors this weekend, you still have time. Tourism officials say colors will peak this week for the Green Bay area. Many counties to our north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25% there yet. No matter where you go, it's just a beautiful time to live in Wisconsin. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of consumers of American agricultural products do not live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on agricultural exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for our farmers here at home. Keel says the U.S. not only needs to keep the markets we have, but also find new markets without facing trade barriers. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spearers who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday. High temps only near 50. Current temperature is 37.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
News and timeless hits. A 97.9 WGBW. That's the Beatles. Paul McCartney was talking about the name of that song and said that Eleanor probably came from Eleanor Braun, the actress, for the inspiration. And then Rigby came from a store sign in Bristol, and hence Eleanor Rigby. Not really a real person, but makes for a great song.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easy. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
them in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Songs, I thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson. Can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da. Someone opened up closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Good, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck, but if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. That's Garden Party, Ricky Nelson. I'm Laura McKenna. I'm trying to make my garden just last as long as possible. Still getting some peppers out of that thing over the weekend. And then I was worried about the plants with the frost last night. So I'm out there covering things and sheets are draped over things. Planters turned upside down. They made it, though. They're still blooming.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday. Come what may to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me now that I can dance?
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. We have news on demand for you anytime you want it. You can get that at your fingertips at WGBW.fm. But you just hang tight, because in less than 5 minutes, another local news update from the WGBW newsroom right here.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fires, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at your song, look at your song.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Thank you.
from the WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer, meaning those women could get a clean bill of health when actually something is wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds, but that means women are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill, recently passed unanimously by the Senate, is named after Gail Zare, a Wisconsin woman who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they are looking forward to bringing it to the assembly floor. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday. High temps only near 50. Right now, it's 42.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW and streaming for you on that Civic Media app.
the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
A dragon lives forever, not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Cherry Lane, without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits. They play right here on 97.9 WGBW. Now it's Dave Clark 5.
It's right.
Blue sea haze, June.
That's Beach Baby on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and boy, we've got a big show here on Monday. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to all of this, but we're going to try because there's some recalls to talk about, a vehicle recall, also a pet food recall, also movies, big movie in the box office over the weekend. I think it looks really great. I loved the first one. Obviously, the sequel got a lot of people to go to the theater over the weekend, but I streamed a movie that was really good as well. If you like that suspense cat and mouse type of thing, got all that coming up for you right here on WGBW.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
WGBW. I wish that I could say, well, Mike Clemens has some Brewers news. as they continue in the playoffs. But yeah, that's it's not happening anymore. Mike Clemens will still be here coming up at 10 with some sports as the Blue Jays continue against the Mariners in Game 7.
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above.
shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below, there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church, there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing, that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams long above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
Sherry Preston, Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage today, disrupting services around the world, including Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon's Ring, and Alexa services. Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning, the thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News. 3.5 months after a 9-year-old died in a sweltering Texas car, her mother has been arrested and charged with murder. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The majority of hot car deaths reported by KidsInCars.org involve parents who accidentally left their kids in their vehicles. In the